You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You that You are at the center of it all. Nothing happens without You, but everything happens for You. We thank You in advance that You've already given us Your anointing, Your presence, Your peace, Your glory to manifest the way that we are supposed to live, the victory that we're supposed to have, the authority we're supposed to walk in. And we just thank You in advance. So I come before Your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank You for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what Your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank You, Jesus, for Your presence, and I ask You to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask You, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over the session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of His blood and word and command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank You that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank You, Father, in advance that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us will be shown to be in the wrong. In Jesus' name, we thank You in advance for the gifts of the Spirit that are in operation and demonstration. We call it manifested right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may have a seat. You out there, welcome. Just want to welcome you to Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. I'm Pastor Paul. Some call me Pastor P. Some call me Pastor Morgan. Just call me. Just call me. So I'm continuing on a series today. And the series is entitled, Who Has Your Permission Slip? And that's a real question. Who has your permission slip? Who has the slip? Because remember, when we were coming up, we had to ask permission to get snacks. What else did we have to ask? To use the bathroom when you go to school, kindergarten, first grade, you had to have permission. What else did we have to get permission? Field trips. Yeah, mama. You always ask mama, can I go? And sometimes, based on how much it costs for her, you wait till the very last minute. You think that's better, but it wasn't better. It was worse because the mom looked at you and said,
When did you find out? 2 weeks ago. Because we didn't know about no budget. We didn't know the parents operated on a budget. What else did we ask permission for as we start? To go online? Go outside? Okay, yeah. The only rule about going outside, y'all remember? When the street lights do work. When the street lights came on, you better be home. Yes, sir. You didn't know how to tell time. Most of us didn't even have a watch. So we looked at the sky to see what time it was. Looked to see where the shadows were. If the shadow was at this, it's at 6 o'clock. So what you would do is you make sure your body is in that house at 6 o'clock. Okay? What else did we get permission for? Sleepovers. Okay, yes, sir. You got to investigate their family. Yeah, buddy. How long you know them? How long have you known them? Elizabeth, stop laughing. Stop laughing. How long had you known them? I just met him yesterday. You're not going over there, boy. You ain't going over there, girl. Yes, sir. What else did we have to get permission for? Go to the mall. Yes, sir. That's right. We're going to drive you and we're going to walk around behind you. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. I remember Jazz and Corey started dating. And what happened was they invited us to a... Well, did we invite ourselves to the movie, honey? Do you remember? I think they were going to the movie, but we invited ourselves. We just happened to be going to the same movie. We just happened, Rosalind, to sit behind them. Because see, if they in front of us, we can't see what's going on. I mean, if we behind in front of them, we can't see what's going on. So that's that story. I'm going to leave it. Leave it alone. They married now. They can go to the movie by themselves. But who has your permission slip? Let's take a look. The definition of permission is the right or authority or ability to do something that is given by someone who has the power to decide if it will be allowed or permitted. So we got to a point where we had to stop asking our parents, could we? Because according to that definition, we are the someone who has the ability to give ourselves the permission. So we got to a point, now some people, they call it enmeshment. Enmeshment means just like my two fingers. So this is, I'm gonna use mom over here and child over here. They're enmeshed together. And what happens is, mom even will ask daughter for permission. Daughter will ask mom for permission. So they never release each other to make their own decisions. Now, this doesn't just happen with mothers, but it's also happened with fathers. You don't want to marry somebody like that right now. Because when you marry them, who are you going to bring with you? The whole darn family. You know what I mean? You're going to bring the whole family with you. So, you know, you if you can't make a decision without talking to your mom or talking to your dad, there's some characteristics of enmeshment in that. That you got to talk to them every day. Uh-oh. Okay. Dad said, okay now. All right. You run their life and they run your life. Amen? It might have quiet in here. All right, Port, I'm going to go on to the next slide. All right, I'm going to go to the next slide. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, in the New Living Translation says, I tell you the truth. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. Whatever who? So this is God talking through us. Whatever you forbid on the earth will be forbidden in heaven. You want to put an end to bullying? Forbid it. Because he said, now I've given you authority. Remember we looked at that definition where it says someone who has the authority and the ability? So he's saying, I tell you the truth. Whatever you, see, you is underlined. I put it in caps. You, say you. And ask yourself this. So you mean I've been permitting all this stuff? Uh-oh. You got masks on, but I don't hear no words. That was for you to repeat after me. What did I say? You mean you're putting up with all this stuff? Because he said, if you permit it, so let's look at the next part of it. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. So is who has the power? Right here. Who has the power in that scripture? Us or the situation? What y'all talking about we do? We have. He gave us the power. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. What are we permitting? What's going on in our lifestyle? What's going on in our life? What's in our relationships? What's in our finances? What's in our health? He said, whatever you permit on earth, I'm going to allow to be permitted in heaven. We have the final say. So what do you need to start saying differently? What do you need to start believing? It's a question. And talk to me on the chat. What are you permitting that you're tired of? You ever heard somebody say, I'm sick and tired of? Let's just be tired of. Don't be sick. You know, that's a confession. I'm sick and tired of. Yes, ma'am.
The idea that this virus has multiple strands, I would like to not permit that any more strands develop and that it be gone.
Okay, so go ahead and do it. We're going to agree with you.
So, Father, you gave us this scripture in Matthew 18:18 that says that we could permit things on earth and they would be permitted on heaven. So we permit healing and wholeness, and we do not permit sickness and disease, specifically the coronavirus, specifically the Delta strain, and any other mutation that is coming against us, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Y'all agree with me? All right, put a time and day stamp on it. I got 10:25. I normally put a time and day stamp on something that I believe or something that I just prayed, and today's it's 11. So on 7/11 at 10:25, we stood in agreement and we believe that the virus has no more authority, that this new strand has to just dissipate and disappear. That's what we believe. So when the enemy comes up and brings us something else and says, but you have to remind them, but no, you don't understand. I said on 7/11 at 10:25, that's when you lost your power. Amen? I got another question.
Someone shared online, making and keeping boundaries.
Making and keeping boundaries. That's the part about boundaries. Y'all know that, right? When you set a boundary, the other person's job is to do what? See to it that you break them. Right? And do they nag about that thing? Anybody ever set boundaries? Raise your hand if you set boundaries. Okay. All right. Did you keep them? Did you keep them in place? Somebody said sometime. Yeah. But just know in advance, when you set it, their job is to break it. So don't be surprised. Don't talk about, oh, that surprised me. I thought when I set the boundary, that was going to do it. But who has the power? We do. Will you all give yourself permission to receive and take that power? Repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for the things that I have allowed in my life that didn't bring you glory, that didn't show forth victory. So I permit myself to not allow the things that you don't allow. So I give myself permission right now to walk in the freedom, the authority, the rest, the victory, and the abundance that you told me in your word that I have, in Jesus' name. I'm telling you guys, this thing is incredible. This thing is incredible when we talk about Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, and I asked the Holy Spirit, so what is it about this thing? What is it that got me so excited? He said, Paul, you teach on core beliefs. A core belief is a belief a person has, and they were born by trauma into that belief. And so in counseling, it normally takes me 6 weeks dealing with someone in trauma the way trauma has been manifested. He says that when they come to you for counseling, what they're really asking for is permission. They're asking for permission to be free, permission to be delivered, permission to walk in victory, permission to be in abundance, because somewhere along the line, they never release themselves from the trauma. And so you know how excited you are when something you're really believing for, and someone gives you the permission? You get excited about it. I mean, I remember Christmas morning. You got to get permission to open up that gift. But man, that thing would bother you. You stayed awake all night long. And when they said, just go ahead and open up the present. You didn't care whether they were mad, upset about it, whether it was breaking the tradition. That's what people need sometime in counseling. Permission to be great. So guys, I mean, this thing is incredible to me. I mean, I've been giving myself permission for everything. Yes, ma'am.
Are core beliefs the same as limiting beliefs?
Yeah, core beliefs is built within that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so John chapter 19, verse 10 and 11 in the message. This is, so This is an example. So Pilate was the king. So he had Jesus, and he had the ability to say whether you're going to walk free or whether you're going to die. He had the ability to do that. That's what he thought. That's what the king thought. But check out Jesus. Jesus is smooth with everything he does. Because when you know your authority, you operate in it. What are you hollering and screaming at a kid for when you got all that authority? You can just be smooth with it. No, Johnny. No, Johnny, you can't do such and such. You got authority. How many times are you going to tell him that or her, him or her, that unless you empty the trash, you can't play with your game? Johnny said, I watched my mom, I watched my dad. Let me see. They're going to say it now. They're going to say it a few minutes from now. They're going to say it 12 times. By the time I'll be able to finish game number one, game number two. Let me see. They'll get serious about number 18. Anybody? No, I didn't ask y'all because y'all might get hurt. All right. But anyway, back to Pilate. So he says, Pilate said, now he's talking to Christ. You won't talk to me? Then Pilate says, look, I got the ability. I got the ability that you can walk out of here and be free. I got that ability. That's what this position has given me. And he says, you won't talk to me? Because Christ is not answering the man. He said, don't you know that I have the authority to pardon you and the authority to do what? Crucify you. I have that authority. And you're standing before me, you should be begging for your life. You should be pleading. And this is what Jesus said. Now, how cool you think Jesus said that? Jesus said, hey, you having a shred. I mean, you're talking about shred. You know, if I pulled up a piece of this carpet, he's talking about shred. You don't have a shred of authority over me, except that had been given you from heaven. Now, y'all know the Pilate tried to change this thing and say, hey, look, get this guy out of here. Because now, all these years, Pilate had all that authority and all that power. And the Bible don't say this, but you know, if you're brought before a king, and he has the ability to get rid of you, aren't you going to plead and beg? Some people pleaded and begged, and they had family members, they would call and say, hey, bring so many gallons of silver and gold, and let's pay our way out of this. But Jesus said, you don't even have a shred of power. The only reason I'm here is because I agreed to be here. I permitted myself to be here because he said he had to die for Paul. So Paul was jacked up. So he permitted himself to be there. He permitted himself to go through anything that's human so we couldn't look back and say, well, he'd never been spanked. How about whipped? He said, you don't have a shred of evidence. And that king said, look, get this man out of here. But see, you know how? He didn't give himself permission. The king didn't give himself permission to change his mind. Because he said, get him out of here. I don't see anything that he's done wrong. But then when the people, say people, when the people start coming in and say, hey, look, now, come on now. You can't change your mind on this guy. We already found him guilty. So you got to do what we say because we the one brought you into power. But I'm telling you, the only reason he died is because he permitted himself to. He signed up for it so that I could be saved. I don't know about y'all. Did y'all get saved by him? Okay. So have we given ourselves permission too? Now, this is the next question right here. Y'all ready for it? I got categories. I put y'all in categories. To do life. Have we given ourselves permission to do life? And Father, I thank you in advance that this is one of the services that people won't just listen, but they'll respond. They'll respond based off a decision that they're giving themselves permission to live life. They won't fall asleep while binding the spirit of sleep. I do not permit sleep to be manifested while I'm ministering. They can go to sleep all they want after I finish. But I bind that spirit right now. Whatever I bind on earth, where else? There it is right there. So you can try to go to sleep if you want. The eyes got to lock up. Give yourself permission to do life. What does life look like? If you gave yourself permission, what would be different in your life? Taking trips. Have more fun. Have fun while you're on the trip. All right now. Because you know some people go on vacation, they get mad at each other, right? And don't speak till they're on the way back on the plane. It took him that long to say, I'm sorry. Come on now. Come on. What do you want to give yourself permission to do? What does life look like for you if it had no boundaries? If it wasn't jacked up? Because see, it's never, people get mad at me, but it's never the situation, it's how we process. How do we know that? Because we can find other people who in your same situation having victory over. They talk about victory and you're talking about defeat. I'm just saying, I got a question.
No, I would live my life with no fear.
With no fear. What would that look like, Faith, to live life with no fear?
I'm just not scared to do things on my own or to venture out on new things without being afraid to do so.
Okay.
Or being, when I say fear, just being fearful of what someone might say, what I got on.
Uh-huh.
Just no fear.
Okay, no fear.
I don't care about what others have to say, what others think, whatever, you know.
Okay.
I'm free in myself to just be able to do.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I was in the store the other day, Costco. Y'all go to Costco? Costco can get you addicted. Yes, they can. They can. Because, you know, you go in there, you got to get 1,200 plates. And I'm in Costco, and it's like this gentleman decides that he doesn't want this Asian American to walk by. So he stands in the way. And so I slide over so that she can come this way, my way. And as he walks, she walks by, he said it was difficult to get by. And she said, thank you, and kept on walking. Now, what else could have been her response? Somebody said, F you. We in church, so at least she used the F part. And I smiled at her, and she smiled at me, but he didn't have his hold. Now, he wanted to mess with her the whole time, but he couldn't. She just worked with the space that she had. She just worked with it. And then when I saw it, I moved over, and she just took a basket on by. So his last thing, anybody ever try to throw digs at you? What y'all call it? Shade? Try to throw shade at you? And I'm telling you, I mean, she smiled when she said that thing. Thank you. Now, he walked away, and you could tell he was frustrated, Tim. He was frustrated. Because, I mean, he could have been finishing shopping. So it's never. Y'all write this down. Go ahead and write this down. I hadn't told y'all that in 6 months. Yeah, write this down. It's never. And see, that's an absolute. It's never the situation, but it's how we process. And for you people who are saying, well, Pastor, how can you say never? Any of y'all had to hang on the cross? Huh? No? So when given the choice, Jesus chose us. I see you. He chose the cross. Now, he goes to the Father and on his knees and sweating as if blood. And he talked to himself for 1 second and said, Father, if there's another way. And then a second in time, he says, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. We ever did that? So that was the ultimate where he made a decision. He permitted himself. Now, he in heaven, I mean, just chilling out up there. Then he said, you know what, God? I'll go down for us. I'll go down for the team. He came down, knowing what he was suffering. But he made a decision. I can get out of this. I mean, there was another part where the disciples, you know, when the armed guard came to get him. And who cut the dude's ear off? Peter. Peter, I got it. He thinking in a karate movie. Boom. He cut the guy's ear off. Jesus reached down. Now, you know you're getting ready to die. Now, wouldn't most of us? Now, I'm just talking about most of us. Because, you know, I know some of y'all are real spiritual. But Sharon, can you imagine you getting ready to, one of my boys cut the ears off this guy. And I'm getting ready to go to the cross. And you're going to be one of the ones that takes me to there. Take me to the cross. And then my last thing I'm going to do, I'm going to reach down and grab the ear and put it back on him. So we all talking about love. And he said, look, check this out. I have the ability to call forth legions of angels. And he said, you're cutting the ear off? That ain't nothing to me. I got more power than even that. I got the power to reach down and put this guy's ear back on. And because I'm God, manifested in the flesh, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I don't want him walking around there. Because when he hears the gospel, I want to make sure he hears it out of both ears. Chloe, I got a question, statement.
Two people online wanted to share what they're giving themselves permission to do. One person said, not care about the opinions of others.
Okay.
And someone else said, to speak life in your life, not death. The power is in the tongue.
Okay. Amen. Thank you for sharing. I'm telling you guys, this thing is real. While you're sitting there, think about how you want to live life starting this day. How you want to live life? You want to live it offended or in victory? Be quick to forgive. Wow. I can't share that one. I gotta get her permission. She gave me permission for church after church, but not church in church. What are you gonna do different starting today? Now that you know you have permission, now that you know you have power according to Matthew 18:18. What you wanna do different? Who you wanna forgive? Because see, unforgiveness means I keep carrying them around with me. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I mean, some people think that it's a weakness to forgive. That's the strongest place you can be. Because what you're saying to the offense is that you said that then, but you are not living with me now. So the quicker I forgive, the quicker I get to leave you standing where you are. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Somebody said something special to you this morning. Coming to church. In church. See, you got to stop thinking that forgiveness is unforgiveness out in the world. I got a statement.
Question. Yes, Pastor. You would have been so proud of me on my way back to Virginia in the Atlanta airport. There's a train in the airport, right?
Okay.
And so my feet were swelling from travel. And so I sat on this little bench. It's like, it's not even a seat. And this rude man.
Special man.
Yes. Tells me that's for handicapped people. And so I said, oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you for letting me know. And I remained seated. And so Corey asked me, what did he say? And I whispered under my breath. I said, oh, he was informing me that was for handicapped people. But when I see a handicapped person get on the train, I'll get up. And so then this rude man tried to trigger that old me.
Uh-oh.
And he said, well, how are they supposed to sit down if you're the one taking up the seat? I used the body language that you taught us. Mm-hmm. I put my hand up like a stop, and I said, please don't talk to me.
There it is, right there.
And mm-hmm. So when it came to the next concourse and he got off, he yelled something like, talk about not having class, and I didn't respond to him, and he tripped out of the train.
Just like it.
But that would have ruined my whole vacation.
Okay, yeah. Entire
and I would have went off on him.
Yes,
and
yes,
he probably would have spit on me.
Yep.
But God has changed me.
Amen. Then Curly and I would have had to go get out of jail. In Atlanta. Where that man at? Now, let me find out what we're doing. So, Dad, Corey, tell the truth. Dad pulled the rug from me. No, I'm just joking. Thanks for sharing. So, that could have happened, guys. One person saying the special stuff to you can impact your whole day. Now, let's just say, for example, let's just say that Satan got a plan. Y'all ever knew that Satan has plans? So, he said, okay, they didn't get enough sleep to last night. You know, they had to do this, and this. And so they normally get just 8 hours sleep, but this time they only got 5. So you're already on the edge. You're waking up, and you're not your true self. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? And so you're leaving out of the house, and then somebody cut in front of you. And then you go into a place. Now, remember, all right, so that's offense number one. Then you get to work, and somebody tells you that Billy Bob didn't show up, and y'all got a project to do together and presentation. That's offense number two. Now, remember, we didn't forgive anybody or bypass any of that. We just sign it in. Then what happened? You go to Starbucks and you order your, what you call them? Because they're not just coffee now. A cappuccino? Okay, you order your cappuccino. They give you what else? What else they give you? They give you tea in place of that. All right, that's your fourth offense. You haven't forgiven anything. You haven't processed anything. So that's just not a clock. You got the 5, you got to do this. So why not process each one? Father, I thank you that driver that just cut in front of me, I thank you that he makes it to his travel safely. I thank you in advance that just send your warning angels to camp around about him. As far as the coffee, I never tried tea. So Father, I just want to thank you in advance that I received that tea. If I don't like it, I can throw it out. But I'm not going to, once I drive past this shop, I'm not going to take stop. What was the other example? The co-worker didn't show up. Father, I don't know what's wrong with him, But I speak healing to his body. If he lying, then he'll repent. I'm processing the emotion in real time. Amen? Yes, ma'am.
So when you're processing, make sure you say positive stuff. Don't say, I hope you get a ticket.
Or no, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
That's real, though. That's real. Okay. I have a question.
Now, that's a good question. Did y'all hear what she said? So you don't pray for them to get a ticket? I tried that one time. I tried to pray for that. I said, Father, you know, the way they passed by me and such, where is the state trooper? And he said, well, where was it when you were speaking? And I said, okay, Father, I just thank you. Yes, ma'am.
What happens when you forgive and, okay, there's an incident situation, and you forgive. You forgive all parties,
okay,
even yourself, mm-hmm, included. But some of the other parties still want to hold on to it.
Okay.
And so, like, when you enter or go into, like, another arena with them, they still are sour-faced or, uh-huh, sour-hearted or sour attitude.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, you have this joy because it's already off of you.
Gotcha.
But how do you deal with that, okay, situation?
Okay. I limit. I set boundaries. I limit. So where I used to do dinner with them, I'll do lunch. Because you guys, most of the time, jobs, you give you an hour for lunch. So whereas dinner, you can be there for hours. For lunch, you limit it to an hour. I mean, maybe 45 minutes in the time to get back. You're always busy. You're always busy. Y'all understand? Now, read my lips. What the guy said, can you understand the words coming out of my mouth? You're busy, but you're not lying about it. So you make sure you have some things that need to get done. And when they call, you're just busy. Well, you know, but you're not lying. And let me make this clear. The Bible said, let your yes be yes and your no, no. So the least words you can use, the less you're going to lie. Can't make this event. Now, you think, give yourself permission, Faith. Give yourself permission today to not be around people you don't want to be around. Okay? Y'all going to do that? How many of y'all need to give yourself permission to stop being around people you don't want to be around? This side is active over here. Okay, so there's three over here. Good. I mean, how many hours you got in a day? You got 24. Let's say you sleep for 8 of them. What else you got left? Where are my math people at? Dale, how many I got left? Dale say I got 16. Brother don't even need a computer. Got 16 hours left. And I'm going to spend 4 of them with somebody that I don't like? I might spend it with somebody that I like, but they always talk about me. They talk against me. You can't tell them nothing because they're going to tell you how jacked up your idea is. But I'm going to spend, I got 16 hours left, 2 or 3 hours with them. You need to give yourself permission to cut them loose. I mean, cut loose. No, don't cut them. Cut that relationship loose. Don't look at them on Facebook. Erase them from your phone. And where it says, you know, delete. I mean, delete. Don't act delete. Delete. Guys, if you went ahead today to live, what would you spend your time doing? Would it be them? People are doing the coronavirus, man. They were like, you know, I mean, it was incredible that you married people you don't want to be with. I mean, I'm tired of being with my wife, tired of being with my husband, but you married them. You know, you should have thought about that before. Not about the virus, but about the fact, how much time do I want to spend with them? You know, you can only run for so long. Y'all know what I'm talking about running? You sign up for a special project at work because you don't want to come home. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And nobody ever done that before. You stay busy. You always doing something for somebody else. But when you ask to do stuff at home, I'm meddling there. I'm meddling. But I'm trying to teach you how to live your life. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We just thank you that we give ourselves permission to be born again. Those who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior have the ability to. For all this time, we thought that we had to be the king and master of our life, and we really mucked it up. But we want to thank you that you giving us that opportunity to come before you, to come to you, to ask you to come into our life according to Romans 10, 9, and 10. You said that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that I'm saved. I'm born again. I have eternal life. So for those who are watching and those might be new here, if that's something that you want to give yourself permission to go to heaven, because that's the only way you get there is in him. So those repeat after me that, and the audience will repeat just based off agreement. So Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I will confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that I'm saved, I'm born again, I have eternal life. Thank you, Father, for giving us the Son. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it. Give yourself permission to be a Christian. Go to chosenrva.com and you'll go to our website. It says new members, and you just go under there and it has the classes that Curly and I taught. So you'll have a better understanding of what just took place. Amen? You got permission to live life? Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.